Ron Paul, his supporters, and delegates may not be taken seriously by the old guard of the Republican Party, but they are making a beachhead in the established ideology of the party. Paul said the ideas of his movement will be heard during the events of the RNC.
The people at the convention were worried just how much trouble we would cause, and you generally have known what my advice is. Just stopping something for the sake of stopping doesn't achieve a whole lot, so I've been a little bit cautious. But what they have found out is they've overstepped the bound. There's a big fight going on, and we're involved in it, but everybody else, a bunch of them, are joining us and say, you've gone too far. The Ron Paul people were right about overstepping their bounds.
Paul's libertarianism advocates changes in three interlinked problem areas: attacks on personal liberty, the economic woes typified by the Federal Reserve, and finally foreign affairs in the form of expensive and futile wars. Paul called for greater tolerance of freedom and personal choices. He reiterated liberty has its own checks and balances.
But the hardest thing for some people to accept, both liberals and conservatives, on this issue of tolerance of your freedom. Yes, we want you to have your freedom. We want you to make your own choices. And we're not going to tell you that you can't make bad choices. People say, well, doesn't that mean you endorse it? What if people drink too much or smoke too much into making their own choices? Well, there's one rule. They have to assume the consequences of their actions totally and completely.
Despite the fact that Paul will be leaving Congress at the end of the year, his rhetoric for personal liberty and change have been taken up by others within the movement. The academics, politicians, and activists speaking before Paul received thunderous applause from the supporters and delegates when they called for the abolishment of the Federal Reserve. South Carolina State Senator Tom Davis said the Federal Reserve is on par with despotism, with Ben Bernanke at the helm.
The most powerful man in the world is not the President of the United States, it is the Chairman of the Federal Reserve, and he's hollowing us out, he's destroying our liberty, he's destroying our economic freedom, and he has to be stopped.
Not all personal liberties are as easily excitable as the repeal of drug and nutritional laws. Paul's been clear in the past about his stance on female reproductive rights. He's not a proponent of pro-choice. Paul deferred speaking directly about abortion to economics professor and longtime libertarian Walter Block of Loyola University of New Orleans. Block attempted to reconcile personal liberty with the right to life of a fertilized egg.
The unwanted fetus is a trespasser, and it's very easy to see this in the case of rape. A woman is walking down the street, she gets grabbed, she gets impregnated, and now she's got something growing in her, and you don't call that a trespass? That's absolutely a trespass. If she owns her womb, she's got something growing in it there that she never agreed to. Second premise in this argument: the rights of all fetuses are equal. So if I can prove that one fetus is a trespasser, I can prove that they all are, because they all have the same rights, because the fetus that is a result of a rape is just as innocent of any crime as any other fetus. They're all innocent.
Paul views his convention snub as proof positive that the Republican Party is in need of something different. Increasing governmental subjugation of American personal freedoms was the overarching theme of his speech. He said the current governmental institutions have overstepped their bounds. He cautioned the crowd of increasing totalitarianism by invoking lessons from the past.
So the really big question I think that we have to decide upon is, which way are we going to go? We see the end of an era. Where is it going to go? And I think the choice is one of two. I do not think that there's going to be another Marxist come along and restore enthusiasm for Marxism. I don't think that tomorrow we're going to have the same thing as a Hitler or Mussolini. But I do think we have to worry about fascism, an expansion of what we already have, which is corporatism. The buddy system between big corporations, big banks, with the government.
Paul's son, U.S. Senator Rand Paul, will be speaking at the convention. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in Tampa.